In the final sif, in the first sicha chelikud gimel parshas Pinchas, the Rebbe gives us the inyonim muflayim in the Rashi about nis'alma halacha. And it starts with a question of why do we find the idea of nis'alma halacha? Moshe Rabbeinu had to forget the halacha specifically in these two cases of Kozbi and Zimri and Benoist Tzalavchot. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu had to forget certain halachas. We get that. Rashi told us he had to be paid back for being arrogant. He had to allow, what it says in Parshas Balak, he had to allow for Pinchas to get the Gedula. He had to allow for Benoist Tzalavchot to get their schus. But why did it have to happen specifically in these two cases? And what the Rebbe explains basically is that for Moshe to forget a halacha is not just bad for him. It's also bad for the Yidden. And the Rebbe gives a few reasons for that, which we'll discuss in a moment. So for Moshe to forget a halacha means that the Yidden are going to get less quality of the Torah, which of course shouldn't happen. And therefore Hashem made this alma halacha thing happen specifically in cases where regardless, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be able to be the one to transmit this halacha on his own. Because as the Rebbe explains, he was a negei bedavar in both cases. By the case of Kozbi and Zimri, it was Bas Yisrei mihitira lecha. In the case of Bnei Tzalavchad, it was the idea of Ba'adas Kairach. And so anyways, Moshe Rabbeinu would have had to have Hashem communicate the halacha on his behalf, because he wouldn't have been believed. And therefore Hashem made it that this alma halacha, this punishment that Moshe had to go through, would happen in a case where it wouldn't affect the Yidden at all, only would affect Moshe. Let's look at that paragraph right in the beginning of Siv Dala when the Rebbe begins the Bir al Derech HaHalacha. And I'll just first point out the parentheses there. The Rebbe says, V'yumtak yoyser ha-pirush al derech ha-pshat, that based on this whole vart of Siv Dalid, the pirush al derech ha-pshat is going to become much sweeter. And what I think the Rebbe means is that by understanding why the Nis'alma halacha had to happen here, we're also going to answer a question we had in the last sif on the first Pirush of Rashi, which is why did Hashem wait for 39 years to pay back Moshe and have the Nis'alma happen here? It was a question that was bothering us on one of the Pirushim of Rashi. And based on the Bir and Sif Dalid, that question will be somewhat relieved because Hashem had to wait for the time when he would be Negei Bedavar and to make the Nis'alma happen there. Regardless, the Rebbe says that the idea of his Ha'amus HaHalacha is not only Negei to Moshe, but is Negei to the Yidden as Mekabli HaHalacha. And he gives two pointers in this paragraph for that, which I want to address both of them now in this year. First, the Rebbe says the problem of Nis'alma HaHalacha for the Mekablim is that einam yoidim klal al dvar metzias psak din ze ad shete omer pam shnia vilamda Moshe Yisrael, that the Yidden will not get to know about this existence of this psak din until it will be said a second time and Moshe Rabbeinu will teach it to the Yidden. Now, the seeming problem with that is, I guess, second time is not such good quality, you want to get fresh Torah, and for the Yidden not to even know that a halacha was said round one and only get it round two is somewhat of a chisaron in the quality of Moshe Rabbeinu's Masorah to the Yidden of the Torah. However, what bothers me about this point is that it's not a true klal across the board, seemingly. In fact, in one of these cases which we're addressing now, the case of Zimri and Kozbi, that's not what happened. When Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha, the pshat was not that now the Yidden only got it as round two. Everybody knew this halacha before. It's clear in Ara 31 that the entire group that was gathered in front of the Oyel Moed had known the halacha and forgot the halacha, and then Pinchas was Ra Maisev and Nizkar halacha. But in other words, it's not integral to the concept of Nis'alma halacha that all the Yidden should be getting it round two. It's very possible that a bunch of Yidden will get it round one, and then everybody will forget it, and they'll get it in round two. So of course it's true that in most cases, and definitely for those who never heard the halacha before, it will be the Pam Shnia, but L'chayra, it's not a klal across the board that every Nis'alma halacha means that B'nai Yisrael will not know it until the second time it's taught. Off the top of my head now, I'm thinking of another example where we say that there was 300 halachas that were forgotten, B'mei Evle Shel Moshe, and with Pilpul, they brought it back. that means that everyone knew about the halacha before, it was forgotten, and now it came back. That's not pam shni. That's not you then hearing it for the first time. They're hearing it for the second time, also second time for them. So this chisara needs a little bit more clarification. The second concept that the Rebbe brings up is that even once the Yidden hear it, forget the fact that they're hearing it a second time. They're hearing a halacha shehoisa bashikha. They're hearing a halacha that had forgetfulness attached to it, which cannot be compared to a halacha with which there's no forgetfulness. What's the problem with a halacha that had forgetfulness? The Rebbe brings the Maamar Chazal from Masechta Yuma. Amru Chazal, migmar ba'atikta kasha mechadata. Learning something old is more difficult than something new. As Rashi explains over there in that Gemara, if somebody learned something, then forgot it, when he relearns it, it's going to be harder for him to retain than something that's completely new. Migmar ba'atikta kasha mechadata. And then the Rebbe adds a parenthesis, be'in yonenu, in our case, this is true at least al kolponim b'negia l'moisha. This is true at least b'negia to Moshe. Now, I'm going to point this out, even though it might be pashut to some, just because it's very easy to be mistaken by this parenthesis. On a simple level, what the point of this parenthesis seems to be saying is that at least it was atikta for Moshe. Since Moshe Rabbeinu learned the halacha, forgot it, and is rehearing it again, the principle of migmar ba'atikta kasha mechadata at least applies to Moshe, even though for the Yidden it was their first time hearing it, and so shouldn't be considered atikta. But if you learn that pshat in the parentheses, then the entire thing makes no sense. If it's really not considered atikta for the Yidden, then what's the chisaron? There's no chisaron for them in the fact that the halacha was forgotten. They won't have a harder time retaining it, because for them it'll be chadata. Obviously, the pshat in this parenthesis has to be a little bit different. And what the Rebbe is trying to say is actually quite a chiddush in the Maamar Chazal. On a simple level, when we say migmar ba'atikto kashe mechadato, we're talking to the person that's learning the halacha. We're saying if you had the experience of forgetting a halacha, it will be harder for you to retain it when you learn it round two. Here the Rebbe wants to say, it's not about you, it's about the halacha. If the halacha was learnt and forgotten, when the halacha is relearned, no matter by who, it will be more difficult to retain. That's what the Rebbe is saying in the parentheses. Migmar ba'atikta, to learn a old halacha, not your old halacha, a old halacha. Even though being yoneinu, it's al kolponim b'negia l'moisha, even though in our case it's only atikta in regards to Moshe, the very fact that it's atikta for somebody will make it difficult for everybody to retain. And therefore, when the Yidden would hear this halacha after Moshe Rabbeinu having relearned it, they will have a hard time retaining it. Because for them, even though it's new, they're learning a halacha which itself is atikta, which itself had shikha attached to it and was relearned. Clearly, that's the point that Rebbe wants to make in the end of their parentheses, because otherwise it simply doesn't read. If it's only atikta for Moshe, then there's no chesaron for the Yidden. Obviously, the Rebbe's pshat is that it's once it's atikta for someone, it's atikta for everyone. In Ha'ara 35, that's the last point I want to address today. The Rebbe is dealing with a very core issue of this beer of Yanam Uflayim. In the Pim of the Sicha, the Rebbe says, since Moshe was an Egeya Bedavar, he wouldn't be the one to paskin the halacha regardless. And therefore, that's where the Nisalma halacha had to happen, so that Hashem could teach it through Moshe. What the Rebbe is dealing with the Ha'ara is now, if Moshe is an Egeya Bedavar, why does it help to hear it from the Eibishter? If Moshe is an Egeya Bedavar, he's an Egeya Bedavar. That doesn't change. He doesn't become more Naaman. And the Rebbe gives three reasons for why he would be Naaman after hearing it from Hashem. The first reason is more of a technical one, and it seems like this was added latest, because in the pages that we have from the Manichim's question on the Sicha, as it was said in Tavshin Chavav, this point doesn't appear. It seems to be that it was added when the Sicha became edited for print. The Rebbe brings up the fact that the whole chashash of a Talmud Chacham was in the Geb Adavar is not that he's going to lie, but only b'didamli, that he'll make a mistaken comparison. And so here, since there was no chashash on Moshe Rabbeinu for actually lying, just making a bididamile, having heard the halacha befedush from Hashem, there's no chashash on bididami. he's going to for sure say the right halacha. The second point that Rebbe makes is that a Talmud Chacham is always believed if it's a milsa da'avida le'egluye. If the matter is going to be revealed ultimately, then there's no chshash of negeh b'davar. Here, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have paskened, after hearing it from Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu paskened the halacha to b'nois tzalafchad, we cannot say that you shouldn't be believed because you're negeh b'davar, because sooner or later, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have to write down this parsha in the Sefer Torah. And then it's going to be revealed exactly what Hashem said. So there's no chashash that Moshe would falsify it. In the Shuli HaGilyon, in the note, the Rebbe deals with a question which the Manichim asked him, which is, one second, once we're on that road of suspecting Moshe to falsify things, maybe he would falsify the Sefer Torah as well. And then the Rebbe said, in the actual Ksav Yad, the Rebbe wrote, a chiluk pasha, this is like obvious chiluk, even a katan who just began to learn Pirush Rashi will himself understand this chiluk, that there's a massive difference between suspecting somebody to falsify one halacha than to suspect somebody to falsify the very kashrus of a Sefer Torah forevermore. I mean, if Moshe Rabbeinu would miswrite the Parsha Snachlis, we would have possible a Sefer Torah forever. There's no way that could be a chshash on Moshe Rabbeinu. The chshash would only be for that time that he would mispaskin the case of Bnei Tzalavchot. And since that's a case of Milsa Da'avida Le'egluya, because he would ultimately write it down in the Sefer Torah, there's no chshash on him. The final point that Rebbe makes in the Ha'ara is that there's a concept of Maisa Achrina Bahada. A Talmud Chacham is only nechshad to be negeh b'davar if he's only paskening on this specific case where he's a negeh b'davar. But if together with his psak, he's also transmitting another psak of another case that has nothing to do with his case, he is believed on all the cases. Here too, says the Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu did not just communicate the halacha that he heard about B'nai Tzalavchad's specific case. He communicated the entire Parshas Nachlis, which has many more dinim that don't relate to the case at hand. For example, a case where in Ein Le Bas, if there's no daughter. That wasn't the case of B'nai Tzalavchad. That's the whole case is where there is daughters. In Ein Le Bas was a Maisa Achrina Bahada. With a Maisa Achrina Bahada, Moshe Rabbeinu therefore becomes Ne'eman. Now, at the time, this Ha'ara, at least Nekuda Beis and Gimel, were written by the Rebbe in answer to questions of the Manichim. At the time, the Manichim wrote an additional question on this. They said, one second, if Moshe Rabbeinu is believed for these reasons, he's not really a Negei B'davar because it's Maisa Achrina Bahada, then why did he have to forget the Halacha? Let him just communicate the Halacha directly, and there'll be Maisa Achrina Bahada. He'll communicate the dinim of Im Ein Loi Bas as well, and he'll be believed. The Rebbe answered to that, that of course, if he was not going to communicate directly what he heard from Hashem, if he was going to not forget the halacha and just pass in the halacha regularly, he wouldn't have said the Maisa Achrina Bahada. Nobody asked him about where the case where there's no daughters. He would never say that Haysafa, it has no room. He would only pass in the din of B'nai Tzalavchad, and therefore he would be Negei B'davar, not be Ne'eman. Since now he's repeating what he heard from Hashem, well, he has to say it exactly the way Hashem said it. The entire parsha, including Yemein Le'bas, now we could look at it and say, hey, there's Ma'aseh Achrina Bahada, now he's believed. But then the Rebbe added another point. The Rebbe said, Bichlal, this question has no mukim. Trying to ask this question and making up why Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have forgotten the halacha has no place here. Because the question we're dealing with in Siv Dalid, and the Rebbe defines it very well, and you can see it in the Kuntz, which they published, you see the Rebbe's Ksav Yad here. The question we're dealing with is, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu had to have his almos halacha. That we know. He had to forget it because of Nifra, he had to forget it because of Pinchas or B'nai Salafchad. We also know that Moshe Rabbeinu was in doubt about the halacha in a couple of cases, four or five cases. The question is, why specifically in two out of the five did it happen, the idea of this alma halacha? Why did Hashem choose these two and not the other ones? And to that we answer that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Negei B'davar. For us to ask questions and make him not a Negei B'davar basically means that we're going to force the His Almos HaHalacha to happen in a case which is not Negei B'davar. In other words, we're undermining the whole Vart here. We're trying to say a Vart where Hashem made it, that there should be His Almos HaHalacha in a case where he would be Negei B'davar, and we're trying to ask a question which is going to make all the cases not Negei B'davar. And then Moshe Rabbeinu would be forced to forget halacha in a case where he's not negeh b'davar, which is insensible. Why would Hashem cause a lack of quality in the Kabbalah's HaTorah of the Yidden? And therefore that question says that Rebbe has no place, Ein la makom. And we keep it to the way it is in Ara 35, that Moshe Rabbeinu would not have been believed without Hashem's intervention. With Hashem's intervention, he would have been believed. Cholif, and there's an obvious clear hayrah here from the Sechid, that's not spelled out, which is very geschmack, that at all costs, Yidden will receive the Torah at the highest quality. No matter what's cheshbeinus Hashem has with Moshe, the Yidden will never suffer.